Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she moved into a new apartment and soon realized she really wasn't alone.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story and you'd like to share it with us, we'd love to hear it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going with you today?
Well, I've moved into a new place too, and I know I'm not alone because right now I'm staying with my son and his wife and soon to be new baby, which is also new for me because I'm used to living all by myself. So it's a lot of action.
I know that would be so weird because it would be, you know, I'm just used to always walking in and everything's the way I left it, or there's no oh, I'm so sorry I left my dishes out or anything that, you know?
Right. But they're great about everything. So it's going great. But the baby's coming and that'll be a whole nother level of activity that happens. But I was thinking when you said that this our person, that
Melanie
moved into a new apartment and soon discovered she wasn't alone. You know, that it can creep up on you. Most of the time, I get a pretty good vibe right away when I visit a place, how I feel about it.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
You know? But with that said, I have, you know, the last house I lived in seemed completely 1960s, normal, regular Brady Bunch house, right? And then within a day or so of moving in, I had seen somebody, you know, an apparition. So... gosh, you know, you can't always know.
Although you are the same person who bought the haunted building that used to be a funeral home, and I was telling you, not a good idea, don't buy that house. And you're like, you know, I think I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay, I remember she said that. It's got good bones. I'm like, okay, you won't be alone in that. I'm just telling you, I haven't even seen it. I had not even seen it. You just were describing it to me.
I'm going to straighten you out on this one, though. I sent you pictures of it, and you said, you are not going to move Caitlin into that crack house. That's what you said. You said, it looks like a crack house. And I was like, it's got good bones. We can fix it up.
And your daughter was 14 when you guys moved in there, and she couldn't even watch. What was it her and I tried to watch together when she was staying with me? It was like one of the
Amityville.
And it was one of the remakes, you know, the 20 or so that they've done. I don't know how many they've done. It was not the original one. And it was not really well done by any means, but Caitlin couldn't even sleep by herself after that. I'm like, you can't move this girl into that place. Like, it's just not a good
idea.
You know,
we did okay. We did okay. She did have a couple things happen that she was like, Mom. But most of the time she was okay. It was more just me things happening to her. But
anyways.
But my point is, Melanie may not have sensed anything, because I've had it happen to me.
Mm-hmm. So here's this story, and it says, my name is Melanie, as we have established. I never have considered myself much of a storyteller, but what I've experienced might not sound dramatic to some, but it's left me with an uneasy feeling like something might be lingering in my apartment. I moved into this place in December 2015. At first, everything was quiet. The first month was filled with little moments that made me question my sanity. Doors I was certain I'd closed would be open, and lights I'd turned off would mysteriously be back on. I brushed it off, telling myself I must have been distracted or just forgot. But then things took a turn. One night I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep, and suddenly I felt the unmistakable dip at the end of my bed, as if someone had just sat down. Instinctively, I assumed it was my dog, so I sat up to call her closer, and that's when I realized she wasn't on the bed at all. She was fast asleep in her own bed on the floor next to me. A chill ran through me. I told myself it was probably just my imagination and forced myself to ignore it. The following month, a friend of mine came to visit from Philadelphia. One evening, I was in my bedroom watching TV while she took a shower, and after a while, she burst into my room, her face pale and her voice was shaking. You need to come out here now. My heart dropped at the panic in her voice, and I followed her to the living room. And there in the middle of the floor was her jacket. But not just lying there, it was standing upright, propped up like it had been draped over something solid like a traffic cone. That's very specific. It was like it was draped over a traffic cone.
But nothing was holding it up?
It doesn't say that. It says, my heart was pounding so fast I could barely speak. Did you do that? I asked. No, she said. And I brought your dog into the bathroom with me while I showered. No one else was even out here. I couldn't think clearly. My first instinct wasn't to grab my phone to document it. It was to throw something at it. So I did. And the jacket collapsed onto the floor like nothing had happened. That's weird.
Okay.
After that, things calmed down for a while. For months, it was back to the small strange occurrences, doors opening, lights turning on, things that can almost be explained away. But then something happened I still can't shake. It was around 7 a.m. I was fast asleep. I woke up suddenly to the sensation of my bed shaking, like someone was standing at the foot of the bed, gripping it and rocking it back and forth. My first thought was my dog. Maybe she jumped up onto the bed and was scratching herself, causing the movement. But when I looked, she was sound asleep in her own bed. The shaking lasted for about 10 seconds before it stopped. I didn't move, didn't call out, just lay there frozen, willing myself to go back to sleep. Since then, things have been quiet again, but the feeling hasn't left me. Even on uneventful days, I'll catch myself glancing over my shoulder or feeling like someone's standing just behind me. It's subtle, but it's there. I know my experiences might not sound thrilling or even convincing. Maybe all of it could be explained away, but deep down, I can't shake the feeling that I'm not alone in my apartment, and I don't think I ever have been. Thanks for listening, Melanie. I've never heard it like that jacket thing. That's interesting.
That's a new one to me. Okay, so the jacket had to have gone from, I don't know if the jacket was in like the extra bedroom where the guest was staying, or whether she had it in the bathroom with her, you know, if it was just a jacket she was going to throw on, you know, to go out or something. It wasn't in the living room, is my guess, at all. And then all of a sudden, not only is the jacket not where it should be, but it's standing all on its own in the middle of the living
room. And even if it was in the living room the whole time, no jacket should be just standing up on its own.
Standing in the living room, right? Okay, so, and we have somebody that also witnessed it, right? So it wasn't just, sometimes you think just one person, maybe they're misreading or whatever. But when you've got two people, and the friend is like, no, you get out here. I want you to see this. Like, you got to back me up. This isn't just me, right? She didn't just walk over and get the jacket. It was so creepy. Nobody wanted to touch it. Like,
I love that they threw something at
us. Melanie's first instinct was to throw something and see what happened.
I love that.
Like, is it just going to take off walking on its own, you know? But, okay, so I think, you know, the one thing that surprises me in this story a little bit, other than a jacket standing on its own in the living room, is that the dog isn't reactive.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, always look at the dog. Because I was telling Todd and I did an episode recently, and we were talking about this, that I had a dream that I woke up to breaking glass. The weird thing was, I couldn't tell if that was in my dream, the breaking glass, or if I heard the breaking glass in my house. But I woke up, like, really quick, like you do, and I'm like, what the hell was that? And my heart's racing.
Was this recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like last week. So my heart's racing, and I don't know, did I just hear that in my dream, or did that just wake me up? It was weird. I'm laying there and I don't know, and I'm not hearing anything. And I'm like, okay, I've got to get up and investigate, but what am I going to see? And I'm thinking about it. And then I realized Benjamin, my dog, is sound asleep. He's not, he didn't wake up at all. And so that's when I decided it was in my dream. And that wasn't really in
so
my
you
house.
Used your dog as a barometer.
Yeah, because to me, he would have, if that would have happened in real life, he sleeps hard, but that guy still would have woken up.
Uh-huh.
So
I agree.
So when I looked at him, then that's when I decided that was just a dream. I did not even go investigate.
I guess my question is, you know, there could be reasons. Older dogs don't hear very well, you know, maybe that. But when I've had weird things happen, my dogs have responded pretty universally. And so it surprises me the dog didn't respond, like when someone sat on her bed, like when someone was in the room. That one really surprised me. But yet again, we don't know about the dog. Maybe it's just an old sleepy dog, you know, that sleeps really hard and nothing shakes. So, but enough, I think, has happened to Melanie that there's definitely something there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, I totally believe her. Do you think the bed shaky thing could have been some sort of earthquake tremor or something?
I don't know. The one time we had a strong earthquake here, that's what it felt like. It felt like my bed was shaking like I was in Reagan's bed from The Exorcist.
And did you have troubles with things falling off the shelves? Like, it would be weird to me that you would have, like, the bed shaking, but nothing else responding.
The weird thing that happened in the earthquake, and I don't know what caused it. Number one, it almost sounded like a train, like something loud, not really, like, right outside, but it was loud. And then it sounded like somebody, like little gravel, little pieces of rock were just hitting the house.
Oh,
it was the
weirdest
sound. It was weird. I don't know what that was. And that's why, like, I was convinced I had just woken up and was in the Exorcist movie.
Yeah. But did you notice things on your dresser moving?
Well, I hit the floor. So did my dog, Buddy. We both jumped out of bed and hit the floor because I didn't know what was going on. Uh-huh. And then it kind of stopped, but it was the weird sounds and that gravelly sound hitting the house. that kept me distracted so I didn't pay any attention to anything falling. Then I got on Facebook and realized everybody was, what the F? What was that? What was that? What was that? And then so I looked it up, and it was an earthquake.
Well, I was in one time, and I was in that apartment in Iowa, and it was very light. The epicenter was about, or where it got the most. I listen to me speaking in my
epicenter's the right that's the right word. Good.
Like I seem like I think I know something, which I do not at all. But it was 100 miles away from us, right? And so what we got was just light. My bed was shaky. I felt shaky, like, you know, I felt like something was off. But I had those transom windows that have the you pinch the slider and the window opens and shuts, the windows that are above the old doors. And the little slider bar was just tap, 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 like that. And I was like looking at it, you know, and I look over, I put my finger on it, stop. I take my finger off and it go tap, 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 you know, like that. And I was like, what is wrong? Like it feels, my bed was just kind of moving a little bit, but not a lot. Nothing fell off the dresser. It wasn't like it was moving things around so badly. And I just wondered if maybe the bed shaking thing was that. Once again, I'm surprised the dog didn't respond, though, because dogs are very responsive to something like an earthquake, you know.
But I'm going to, you know, Melanie thinks, she says, I can't shake the feeling I'm not alone in my apartment. And once you get that feeling, you know, it's going to be there.
No, I totally agree. She's not alone in that apartment. Doors shutting, opening, lights off, on. You know, it can happen once or twice where you think, gosh, I really thought I shut that door, right? But when it's happening a lot, you go, no, I damn well know I shut that door, right?
But
after a while. And then the jacket thing and, you know, it just, obviously, the person there was shook up and thought something was off there, too, you know.
It's funny because she says, my experience might not sound thrilling. You're the only person I've ever heard that saw a jacket just standing up on its own and you threw something.
No, I think it's pretty thrilling. Like,
that's pretty thrilling.
I think it's good.
That's very compelling.
I'm good. Yeah, no, like, Melanie, invite us over. We want to come see it. You know, like, totally. Yeah. I think it's... She's totally got something going on there. I'm just trying to logic out, are there any other options here? You know, but definitely something's there.
Well, here's another story. It's a caller.
Hi, my name's Mary. I guess I'll just start by telling you my story. My mom was dating this guy, and I had known this guy and his sons. He had three sons since I was really little. I'm 22 years old now. And the time, so one of the sons got in an accident, and the son that got in the car accident was my age. And he was on a motorcycle and he ran into the back of a Jeep. And it's still kind of hard for me to talk about because it really touched me because I knew him so well. But anyway, I had this dream where, like, I guess I woke up out of my sleep after he had died, and it was never really clear how the accident happened, but like there weren't any skid marks, so it wasn't like he slowed down the motorcycle and it happened in the middle of the night, so it was dark out, and apparently the back of the Jeep that he ran into didn't have brake lights, so I guess that had something to do with it as well. But anyway, I woke up out of my sleep. And I don't know if it was a dream or I woke up and I saw him with a man behind him, an older man who I later found out was his grandfather. And he was like reaching like for brake pedals on a motorcycle, but there was no motorcycle in front of him. And his body was all torn to pieces, like what he looked like after he got into the accident. And he was like screaming, but like no sound was coming out of his mouth. And I felt like he was trying to tell me what had happened when he got into this accident. And, like, he wanted us to continue further investigation. And I just, like, always his presence, like a couple months after his death. And I go to meetings because I'm in recovery from drugs and alcohol. And I was at a meeting and I saw him sitting there across the room from me. And when the meeting was over, like, he was staring at me the whole meeting. And when the meeting was over, I walked over and I wanted to approach him and talk to him and say, hey, you look just like my stepbrother who just died. And like, it touched my heart. And he just vanished. And it was pretty terrifying. And my whole life, my grandmother's been telling me, like, my grandma sees spirits, or she says she does. And she's been telling me that I have this gift where I'm able to see spirits and I'm able to, I'm sensitive, I guess, as you put it. And a couple months ago, I had another thing happen to me where I woke up out of my sleep and I was just terrified instantly. And I turned around and I put my hand out and it was pitch black in my house and I touched a face. I felt the human face, I felt the nose and the mouth and the eyes, and I couldn't go back to sleep for hours, and I just felt a presence, like it was strange. And I started having trouble when I was like 16 years old. I tried to kill myself, and after I tried to kill myself, there was this black figure crawling around on my floor, and it went away when I got happy again. And then it came back again when I was in college in Arizona. I live in New Jersey right now, so I was like states away. So like this thing was following me. And when I was in Arizona, it went as far to say my name. And sometimes I still feel like I see it. And I feel like when I woke up in the middle of the night, that was what it was. I don't know. There's a couple stories for you. I really enjoy listening to your show. It makes me feel less crazy because I always thought my grandmother was crazy for saying the things that she says. And it turns out that, like, other people see this stuff, too. And it's not just some fake TV thing. So thanks for listening, and have a good day. Bye.
So that's interesting. Both those stories are really interesting, like with the her stepbrother and seeing him in mm-hmm. the dream, and then the black thing. It almost feels like that's like almost a manifestation of her depression and darkness inside of her. You know what I mean? Or is mm-hmm. it something externally causing her to feel like that?
You know, I think there's things going on. I think number one, her name's Mary, correct? I think she said she was Mary. Mm-hmm. She's very sensitive. It seems to run in the family. She said her grandmother was also very sensitive. You know, I think sometimes when people have a lot of empathy, they feel very deeply, they have sensitivity and they see things, it's pretty overwhelming. And it can kind of drive you into some, you know, coping mechanisms that aren't healthy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm speaking from my own experience, people. Okay. And I've been sober now for 9 years. And it was the best gift that I ever gave myself. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes when we're overwhelmed with a lot of emotion, maybe we're sensitive, we see things, you know, we go, oh, can't, it's, you know, I'll drink, I'll do drugs, I'll do other things trying to cope with this. And there could be other past traumas and things too that push you that direction. It doesn't just have to be this. But I think when you're so sensitive, you're vulnerable to trying to escape. And I think, you know, that could be what we're seeing. You know, she said that, you know, she's been, you know, it sounds like she's still sober, and I'm really glad about that. But that maybe some of this activity kind of pushed her in that direction. I think good therapy, number one, right? A good therapist to help you get through things. But when you start to realize that maybe what you have is more of a gift, you know, and that you can you know, face to, you know, face these things as you see them, right? With that kind of knowledge that you have a gift. And I think that could help, right? When you, that's kind of what I have to do is, you know, because it's easy to be frightened and afraid, but I feel like her cousin was reaching out to her to show her what happened.
Her stepbrother?
Oh, this, yes, stepbrother. I'm sorry. I said cousin. Yeah. Don't you, I felt like that whole, you know, scene was set up so she saw what happened.
Yeah, I think he wanted her to know. But I just found that when she was at the meeting and seeing him mm-hmm. in the room and was, you know, so moved by it, she and so real, she wanted to go over and say, hey, you know, talk
you
to him
because so
you look like
this
him.
Person.
And yeah. then he disappeared. So that is uh-huh. interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought.
I think she definitely has sensitivity. Mm-hmm. But it, like I said, it can become heavy.
Yeah.
And you need help for that. I think going to meetings is definitely helpful, you know, but a therapist could be helpful too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that story. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in if you want to, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.